15 tonight. You didn't think you was going to go to revival all week and get out without hearing Luke 15. Lord's been on me for months. Months. Ain't nobody called, want me to preach nothing. Ain't been studying it, ain't been doing nothing like that. Just been on the back of my mind about that prodigal son. Brother BJ called me 2 months ago, probably. Said, you want to preach revival? Yeah, I'll preach. Yeah. When you want to do it? I don't care. Throw me in there. And I tried to push it back. I said, I don't want to go there. That's too easy, too simple. And, man, I just kept on doing what I normally do and just kept on doing what I normally do. And he said, that's where you're going to go. That's where you're going to go. Luke 15. Luke 15. Come on home tonight. Come on home tonight. Luke 15 and verse number 11, if you have your Bible, I ask you to stand.
That's good,
bro. You know, when I was in school, and boy, I get out staying late in the college class. Well, I was a good kid. I done good things. I done good things. But I didn't like to come home on time, and Mama would always get mad at me. And Daddy would send me a text. Said, come on home. Come on home. Luke 15, verse number 11, it says, and He said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth me. He divided unto them his living, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. Verse 14, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Verse 15, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would fain fill his belly with the husk of the swine that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. Verse 17, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise, go to my father, and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Verse 21, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, no more worthy to be called thy son. Verse 22, but the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him. Whew! Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. This my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
Yes, sir.
And they began to be merry. Lord, I come to you tonight, Father God, and I thank you for a revival that took place, Lord. Lord, you don't need me. Lord, but you sure want me. Lord, I thank you, Father. Lord, you've been good to me. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, you just shut my mouth up, Father God, so yours and open wide, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, you move in this place. Lord, I don't know who this is for, but I believe there's one person in here. Well, there's one person, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, I don't know, Father God. But there's somebody in this place, Father God, who just wants to stand up and say, I need to come on home. Lord, I pray that you start drawing, Father. Lord, I love you. Get me out of the way. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
This week, past couple weeks, past few weeks, we've heard Revelations 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And boy, I got to studying this week and got to reading on this, and I seen something. Well, he don't always knock. He don't always knock. If you look back in the first few verses of chapter 15 there, he's telling the scribes and the Pharisees about a man that had 100 sheep, and if he lost one, he'd leave the 99 to find the one. And that's considered knocking. Boy, he's coming after you. He's searching for you. He's digging in every corner he can trying to find you. And then he goes on, and that's foolishness, by the way. A sheep that's lost, that's foolish. Sheep are foolish. They don't know. That's foolishness. He goes on in verse number 6 or 7 there. Don't hold me up to it. But talking about a woman who has lost her coin. woman who lost her coin, and when she finds it, boy, she gets happy, and she calls her friends up, and they rejoice, and that coin being lost is carelessness. But he brings it on down in verse 11, and he talks about two sons. There's a son out there wondering, and Christians out there wondering, and that's not foolishness. That's not carelessness. That's willfulness. What you do tonight is your own free will. Jesus Christ is not going to hold you. That'd be a dictatorship. He's not going to hold you to do nothing. He's not a dictator. He's a Lord. He's a friend. He's a father like no other. Tonight, I just want you to know he may not knock, but he's always calling. He's always calling. I just want to show you a few things that I've seen this week as I've been studying in Luke chapter 15, verse 11. It said, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of thy goods that falleth me. And he divided unto them his living. And in verse number 13, we see here that we have a retraction from the father. We have a retraction from the father. In verse 13 it says, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. I want you to know, when you retract from the father and you start falling away from God and you start falling away from the father, Jesus Christ, there'll be a far distance between you and God. There'll be a distance that you go, a distance that don't seem like very far to you. As you'll look back one day and you'll say, oh, I done got too far. Oh, I done got too far. There was a far distance between the son and the father there in verse 13. And if you read on, it says, and he took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. In verse 14, it says, when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. I want you to know, when you retract from the father, you get that far distance between you. It may be fun now. Sin's fun for a season. Sin's fun for a season. What you're doing may be fun. It may seem okay now. Where you're at, it may seem fun. It may seem okay now. But I want you to know, there's a famine coming. There's a famine coming. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. Satan's got a plan tonight. He wants you to think that you've got to go there. He wants you to think that it's better over yonder. He wants you to think that what he's got's better. But I want you to know, there's a famine that's coming when you retract from the Father. And when that famine comes tonight, there's a failure that's waiting. There's a failure that's waiting. It says in verse 14, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. Means he was a slave, by the way. He was a slave, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. I don't know how this works, but this man's father was obviously pretty wealthy. He was pretty well off. If I go to daddy tonight and I say, won't you just go ahead and give me my inheritance? I'm probably not going to get nothing. Probably not going to get nothing. Pat on the back, a truck payment, I don't know, something. But he was probably pretty wealthy. He was probably pretty wealthy. And this man, boy, he done got in that failure. Done got out there and got in that famine. Boy, he used to be royalty. Used to have plenty of food to eat. Now wouldn't nobody even give him nothing. He was knocking on people's doors. Will you let me stay? Will you let me come in? Will you give me something to eat? I said, no, I don't know you. Well, I'll tell you who my daddy is. You sure don't look like him. You sure don't act like him. I'll tell you who my daddy is. There was a retraction from the father. When you start retracting from the father, there will be rebellion. We see the rebellion of the son. I want you to know tonight, this son, he'd done turned from his father, done turned from everything he'd been raised to do. Everything. Man, he was out and just doing everything wrong, doing everything he shouldn't have been doing. And I wrote this down: rebellion brings compromise. I opened my commentary up this morning and done had everything down that I wanted to bring, and this man was a Jew, Jewish. And it said, how low down, this is my words, not his, he's a lot more knowledgeable than me. How low down, how dirty for a Jew to have to get in there with them old stinking pigs. Jews don't like pigs, man, they're nasty. Jews don't agree with them, they don't associate with them. And when I thought about how rebellion brings compromise, and how I've compromised sometimes in my life, and the things I used to stand on, and the things I used to stand up and proclaim, and I won't do this, I won't go there, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, I find myself standing in that same mess because I've retracted from the Father. Tonight, I want you to know, y'all may not like this, but I'm going to say it anyway. This is where I'm going with it. Man, I've been on a Dave Ramsey kick. Y'all may like being in debt. I don't. I may not ever get out of debt. I don't know, but I know there's a debt I can't pay. There's a debt that Dave Ramsey can't help you with. There's a debt that the banks won't loan you enough money. Whew. Whew, I got to thinking about how, God just set me free. I get to thinking about how the Lord set me free from that debt I've been in. But Dave Ramsey, he's got this saying, he's got a talk show, and people will call in and they'll say, "Dave, I'm debt free." And he'll say, "Congratulations." And he'll go on and he'll say, "Can I ask you something?" "Oh, yeah, Dave, go ahead." I said, "Well, how does it feel to be set free? How does it feel to be free?" And, "Oh, man, it feels great, man. Yeah, it's great." And then one night I was listening to it and I heard a guy come on there and he said, "Dave, I'm free. I'm debt free. Got everything paid for. My house is paid for. This is paid for." And, you know, he went on, "How does it feel to be free?" "Well, kind of been thinking about taking out another loan. Kind of been thinking about doing this." Dave said, "Do you not remember?" Brother Riley, he forgot how it felt to be free. I want you to know tonight, when the son, he retracted from the Father, he got in that rebellious state, started wallowing with the pigs. He got to the end of his road, and the only thing he could do was remember the past. I want you to know, as a Christian tonight, if you don't remember what the Lord's done for you, boy, you'll be wallering.
Yes, sir.
Boy, you'll be wallering. I want you to know tonight, when he got to remembering how God had set him free, whew, he said, "I must go back to my Father." In verse 18, it says, "And I will rise and go to my Father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. Before thee, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." He said, "Boy, I could have worked for my Father. Instead, I'm out here working for pigs. Working with the pigs. Could have worked for royalty. Now I'm here." Verse 20, "And he arose and came to his Father." Boy, I got here and I started the retraction, the rebellion that he'd been in. He remembered how good the Father had been to him. Verse 21, it says, "And the son said," "said he arose and came to his Father. But when he was yet a great way off." You know what that tells me? We see the consistency in the Father. You know what that tells me? That father didn't know he was coming home. I don't know how long that man had been gone. 6 years ago, I'd have stood up and testified how good God had been. Every time the preacher gave me something to do, I'd have stood up and testified. 6 weeks ago, I'd have stood up and testified. 16 years ago, I'd stood up and testified. But now, I don't know. I want you to know tonight, there's consistency with the Father. Boy, and I got to thinking about how that Father, how he seen him from a great way off, it tells me he was looking. You see, he could have went and got him. It wouldn't work. I see the consistency with the Father, man. I got to thinking about how he probably paced that porch every night. I guarantee you, boy, he paced that porch every night. I guarantee you there was a lot of sleepless nights, and he was out there looking. Had every light on in the house just looking. I guarantee you he walked every piece of property he had, every fence row, every hole, every crick and cranny he had. I guarantee you he had his head up in there looking for his son. I guarantee you tonight, wherever you're at, if you're still bound up by Satan, he ain't got a hold on you. You've been set free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Satan can't hold you where you're at. Satan can't keep a hold on you. And he wants to tell you he's got you by the throat. He wants to tell you that you can't get up and go back. But I want you to know the Father's still looking. The Father's still calling, "Come on home. Come on home, son. Come on home." I want you to know tonight, Jesus Christ, he's still looking. Jesus Christ, he's still looking for you. I want you to know tonight that we see the consistency in the Father looking. We see the compassion of the Father. It says, but when he was yet a great way off, he saw his father saw him and had compassion. Had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. We see that consistency. We see the compassion. And I've always thought, and that father ran because he loved him and he missed him. And that father ran to that son because he loved him and he missed him. And open that commentary up, church, give me. Read that thing this morning, and I expected, that's why I hadn't opened it. I expected about this much. This is an easy sermon. Easy. I expected to be about that much in that whole book about this. And I opened it up. Well, there's a list about that long, just of the son, just of this first son. You know why? Because he'd been there. He'd been there. He'd been that wayward son. But in that commentary, he said this. He said the father ran. He may have ran because he loved him. He may have ran because he missed him. But in the Old Testament, I looked it up, Deuteronomy 21. It said if any son, any daughter has gone wayward and returned home, the mother and the father must grab him up. Grab her up and carry him before the elders of the church. Have him stoned because it's a disgrace. Carry him to the elders of the community. Have him stoned because it's a disgrace to the community. And that commentary, it touched me this morning, son. Well, he said that father was running before any neighbor could see him. Before any neighbor could wrap him up, before any neighbor could throw a stone, he wanted to get there. That way, if they had to throw a stone, they'd have to go through the Father first. I want you to know tonight, we see compassion in the Father. He's always looking. He's always trying to wrap you up. I want you to know tonight, love does not save us. Love does not save us. Love held him on the cross. Love done all them things. But love, the love of God, it will not save you. For God so loved the world. The world's lost. For God so loved the world. Grace saves you. The grace of God is what saves you. When that son left, the father never stopped loving him. But if he had never come home, he'd have never had the grace. He'd have never had the grace. We see tonight the consistency, the compassion of the Father. But we see the charity of the Father. Charity's love. There's also another charity out there, and that son thought this father was that kind of charity. Give me all I can get. Give me all I can get. I need it. Give me all I can get. And he took it and he left with it. But when we get back here in verse 22, it said, but the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. Reach into my closet. The best wouldn't have been in his son's closet. He said, reach into my closet, bring me what I got, bring me the best I got, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, put shoes on his feet. See, the son thought he had all the charity he could get until he come back home. Been wallowing for so long in the charity that he thought he wasted. All he had to do was come home. All he had to do was come on home. Tonight I told you that he won't always knock. Tonight I've told you he's always looking. We see one more son here that's probably going to hit most of the people in the church. Most of the people in the church. Brother BJ got up here last night, and Brother Riley done been preaching on Don't Forget. And I was wanting to just kind of calm him down back here because I done had this planned out. And Brother BJ got up here, and everybody's hollering, come on, preacher. And I'm up there wanting to holler, hush up, preacher, I got it. But we see one more son. Verse 25, I'm just going to paraphrase this. We see one more son here, and the son, he's out there, and he comes in, and the father done told him, hey, we're going to kill the fatted calf. We're going to have a party. Call everybody because my son was dead, and now he's alive again. Hey, we're going to throw us a party. Said that the older son, he come in. He asked one of his servants, he said, what's going on up there at the house? He said, you ain't heard? Your brother's come home. He thought, well, we thought he was dead. He's alive. He's back. He's doing great. He's back in church, man. He's praising God. He's feeling good. Boy, when he started getting angry. Could have went on in. Could have went on in. But he didn't. Guess what? Revelation 3:20. Father had to come knock. Boy, I'd hate to know God had to knock every time I needed him. Boy, I'd hate to know God sitting in church every Sunday and God still had to knock every time I got out of the way. I want you to know tonight that son, he come out there and he said, I'm not going in. I'm not going. I'm not going to do it. The Father got to looking for him because he's always looking. He's always searching. The Father come out there and he said, son, what's going on? Where are you at? And he said, what's the deal? He said, my son, your brother, he was dead. Now he's alive. Man, we throwing a party. Come on in. Boy, when he got angry, started belling up, jealous. And a lot of times, Christians, boy, we sit in here Sunday evening, Sunday night, whatever. We had every Easter egg hunt, every birthday party. Boy, we jealous. Because the preacher won't call our name out. Because the preacher won't brag on me when I do something good. Because the preacher didn't brag on me because I cleaned out the bathroom, took out the trash. Preacher won't brag on me, but he'll brag on that man that just walked in the door off dope. And jealous. You know what the Father told him? He said, all I have is already yours. He wasted everything he had. Wasted it. He said, everything I got here is yours. Everything I got here is yours. He said, won't you come on in? Won't you just come on in? Know what the son did? Never moved. Never moved. Tonight, if you're wayward, far out, come on home. Come on home. Tonight, if you're sitting in church every Sunday, but there's something down deep inside, just come on home. He's got it all. You've got access to all of it. All you want. He said, man, you've never even killed a goat for me. And we're fixing to eat the biggest calf we got. He said, you got it all. You got it all. There's one difference in the two sons. I've been practicing that all day, and I still got it wrong. One difference in the two sons. They both retracted from the Father. They both was in that far country. One was on the outside. One was on the inside. They both rebelled. They both was in the famine. They both failed. But only one remembered. Only one came home. Tonight I ask you, whatever standing in your way, boy, I got to thinking on the way over here, boy, I was shaking, scared to death, nervous, I don't know what was going on, about to throw up when I got out of the car. Son, I got to thinking, boy, whatever that son had to do when he started coming home, I guarantee you he wasn't walking slow. I guarantee you if he had to jump a pew to get to the altar, get back home to God, I guarantee you he would have jumped it. If he had to knock somebody out of the way because their heart's dead, I guarantee you he'd have knocked them out of the way. I want you to know tonight, whatever's holding you against God, Satan can't hold you there. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Won't you come on home? Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, when I've been wayward, Lord, you said, you're already free. Just come on back. Just come on back. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, this revival don't stop here. God, I pray it just keeps on growing. God, I pray that you move on my heart. God, I pray, Father God, if somebody's bitter, angry, jealous, whatever it may be in this place, Father God, I pray it not walk out them back doors. Lord, they don't know the peace they're missing. They don't know the joy they're missing. Lord, I love you and I thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.